Welcome back to the Salvation Engine podcast. Tonight, as we come into Christmas Day, I would like to share a message titled Waiting and Watching. Have you ever been waiting for something so desperately and urgently? Like, for example, if you're waiting for mail that is on its way, like an urgent package you ordered maybe online, or an email, or a message from a friend, or an update about something urgent, something that's important to you and relevant for the time you're in, and you keep checking your phone and checking your messages and going back and forth, and you're so expectant and you're waiting and you're checking and you're waiting. That is waiting and watching. And today's message, just as we come to Christmas, is titled Waiting and Watching. Let's talk about Jesus. When Jesus came to the earth, he became as we are. He came as a man so we could become what he is, and that is sons of God. You know, this divine exchange began when Jesus was born in the manger as a baby that we're coming into this season to celebrate, and it was finished, accomplished, and confirmed at the cross. In the Bible, we read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verses 21, which says that, "For he has made him to be sin for us," that is you and I, "he who knew no sin," that is Jesus, "that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." It is no wonder that this is a very, very special time of year. I mean, even for those that are not so keen on this season, you just get that feeling that there is a sense about something worthy of our honor, worthy of our respect and recognition. Something on a spiritual level that brought man into a place of divine advantage with God as never experienced before. What a privilege. What a privileged and blessed people that we are to be the ones standing at this point in time that scripture refers to as the dispensation of God's grace. It's so humbling just to even think about it, that such a grace has been lavished upon us. I mean, when you think about those who lived before the time of Jesus, before the coming of the Messiah, those who were under the law, how desperately they were waiting for the Messiah, expectant of the day that God would visit them, following all the signs that the prophets had spoken about. You know, two of those people we find in the book of Luke, and they're Simeon and Anna. These people, they were at the temple on the day that Jesus was dedicated as a baby. These were two people we read about in the book of Luke who were watching and waiting and watching, just as you'd be waiting for that message or that email or that package that you're expecting. Simeon and Anna were waiting for the Messiah in a more seriously desperate level than we can possibly think or even imagine, because as we're just about to see, Simeon's life depended on it. So let's see what the scripture says about them, and we read now in the book of Luke chapter 2 in verses 25 to 38. And it says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel." He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was waiting for something, and he knew what he was waiting for. The Bible goes on to say that, "And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said." Now, before we read what Simeon said, take a look at this in verse 27. It says that Simeon, by the Spirit, came to the temple. This is how, as New Testament believers, we must position ourselves to be guided, to be led by the Holy Spirit, to be in the right place at the right time according to the purposes and destinies that God has set for us before the foundations of the world. And so Simeon, it says here, came by the Spirit into the temple. Now he said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Simeon gave a prophetic word. He wasn't just waiting and watching. He had a purpose in it. He had a destiny to fulfill in it. He had a prophetic word to give in it. And just as we are about to see, he is a witness together with another woman called Anna. Now let's read what happens with Anna. It says that now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and this woman was a widow of about 84 years who did not depart from the temple but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. You would imagine that a lady such as Anna, who spent her days fasting and prayers night and day, was definitely in tune, in step, in alignment with the voice of God, the timings of God, the purposes of God. And so she knew when the Messiah had been sent into the earth. She knew that the time had come. She knew that this baby whose parents had come into the temple to perform a dedication were the parents of no ordinary child, but of the Messiah. They were waiting and watching. For the Messiah. You know, the atmosphere concerning waiting for the arrival of the Messiah is evident in the scriptures, so much so that when John the Baptist comes on the scene, the religious leaders question him about who he is, and he has to keep on defending himself. He has to keep on defending himself, saying, "I am not the Messiah. No, I am not Elijah. No, I am not the prophet." John the Baptist said that he was not the Messiah, but that he was sent ahead of the Messiah. So you can see that the atmosphere was one of waiting, of expectation, and of watching. At least we see that among the devout, like we read about Simeon. We see that among the prophets of God, like Anna. And not only was this waiting happening on the earth, but in heaven too. Let's take a look at what it says in the book of 1 Peter in chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. And I'll read in the New King James Version. It says that, "Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which have now been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desired to look into." Earth was waiting. Heaven was waiting. There was an expectancy. There was a celebration. There was a revelation. There was an expectation of the glories that would follow. You know, one cannot help but be filled with joy when you think about these things, when you think about that the grace that has been brought to us has been freely given unto us in this precious, precious gift for which we celebrate Christmas, and that is the birth of Jesus Christ, which was first announced to shepherds who were themselves in a field waiting and watching. Waiting and watching. We just read about Simeon and Anna. They were waiting and watching. Even as we celebrate the Lord's birth, we too are waiting and watching for his return. This itself is the Lord's command, in which he tells us, wait and watch. But praise God for his wonderful gift. Now we do not have to wait in the dark. We're not guessing anymore, but we're waiting in the light. We wait with hope. We wait with joy, because soon we shall be with our King again. Now, if you haven't received the blessed gift of the Messiah, if you don't know what you're waiting or what you're watching for, you don't want to be like those who missed Jesus at the time of their visitation. We have to be a people who recognize when the Messiah has come, and he has come, and it is the free gift of God's grace that we are to receive as we wait for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So why don't you just close your eyes and receive this precious gift? With Jesus is life. With Jesus is wholeness, a new beginning. He is whom we celebrate on Christmas. And I pray that you receive him in your heart afresh, anew, and come alive as you continue to wait and to watch. Merry Christmas.